الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على أفضلهم وخاتم النبيين محمد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة التوبة، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ربنا ألهمنا رشدنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النفاق والرياء. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وأعمالنا من الرياء، وألسنتنا من الكذب، وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. آمين يا رب العالمين. Dear brothers and sisters and sons and daughters of Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are starting with ayah number 73 of Surah At-Tawbah today. I've just recited the ayah to you. This is one of the very few ayat of the Quran which appears repeatedly in the Quran in exactly the same words. Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu jahid al-kuffara wal-munafiqin waghluz 'alayhim wa ma'wahum jahannam wa bi'sa al-masir. This ayah appears in Surah At-Tahrim also. Ayah number 8 of Surah At-Tahrim, exactly the same words, without the difference of a dot or a jot, nothing of difference at all. Now I told you that one of the main themes of Surah At-Tawbah and one of the main purposes of the expedition of Tabuk was to expose the Munafiqeen now, because it was now late. It was 9th year after Hijrah, and the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had already been accomplished as far as the Arabian Peninsula was concerned. Allah's reign was dominant. So now it was high time to expose this Christ columnist part of the society, section of the society, element of the society. So they were, number one, they were exposed because it was made obligatory for every Mu'min to participate in this expedition. This was the first one. Before that, it was all persuasion. Persuasion. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu hawwidhil mu'minina 'alal qital. To motivate them, exhort them, it's better for them to go and fight for the cause of Allah. They will get the reward, you know, in the hereafter. They should rest assured. But it was not made obligatory for every Mu'min to go with the Prophet out to fight for the cause of Allah. This was the first time. This we call Nafir-e-Aam. Every Muslim had to go. Now whosoever didn't go, he was exposed in the first instance. Then there were people who made very lame excuses. Some Muslims knew they're in this society, what they are saying is not correct. So even though the Prophet accepted their lame excuses, okay, if it is so, okay, you are accepted. But the people around, the laborers, they knew what your Bible is saying is wrong. He's healthy and he's resourceful, he can spend money, everything, there's no impediment in his way. So people came to know of those people who were the liars, who were not sincere in their iman. This way they were exposed. Number two, you will find these harsh words now here, Sal Munafiqeen, and the harshest also will come in this very discourse. And that is, Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu jahidil kuffara wal munafiqeen waghluz 'alayhim. As I told you many a time, that as far as this world is concerned, the munafiqeen are bracketed with mu'mineen. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. They were also legal Muslims. But in this ayah, in this world also, they have been bracketed with kuffar. O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, strive hard against the unbelievers, disbelievers, the rejecters of the faith, as well as these hypocrites. Waqruz alayhim, and be harsh to them. You are lenient by very nature, but you shouldn't be lenient to them. Now, because it's the matter of the deen of Allah, so you have to be harsh to them. وَمَا وَعَهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ And their abode is the hell. وَبَيْسَ الْمَسِيرِ It's a very bad and evil destination. This ayah, as I told you, is repeated in the Surah Al-Tahrim, exactly the same verse. يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ مَا قَالُوا They are swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they didn't say so. But these things are not detailed here. We find these things in Surah Al-Munafiqun, in the 28th part of Quran Majeed. The two sayings which are given over there. يَقُولُونَ لَيْ رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَظْمُ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلِ وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ So then these were some of the sayings of these people. Abdullah ibn Ubayy, we shall read them inshallah when we reach there. But when explanation was called, did you say so? They said, no, my God, I swear by Allah, I never said so. He must have misunderstood. Or he is a mystic monger, whosoever has conveyed it to you. يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ مَا قَالُوا وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ They have actually said and uttered those words which amount to blasphemy. وَكَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِسْلَامِهِ And they have really returned to kufr after their Islam. Now here the word Islam is not Iman. Legal Islam, that is the cover. Although they have this cover over them to hide their hypocrisy. But beneath this cover, they have actually gone back to kufr. وَكَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِسْلَامِهِ وَحَمُّوا بِمَا لَمْ يَنَالُوا And they tried what they couldn't achieve. This refers to an incident that when on his way back to Medina from Tabuk, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passing through a narrow valley, very narrow, very narrow. There were some hypocrites. They hid and they assaulted Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because the valley was very narrow. The formation was very narrow. Cylinder formation. Not many people going side by side. At that time, some of these munafiqeen, they attacked and assaulted, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala failed. So they did it. They also knew that now our end is near. We are being exposed. And the attitude is going to be now strict. All the leniency that we have been enjoying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seems that the year is going to end now. So they also tried their final act of trying to assassinate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while on his way back to Medina. وَحَمُّوا بِمَا لَمْ يَنَالُوا They tried it, what they didn't achieve. وَمَا نَقَمُوا إِلَّا أَنْ أَغْنَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ And they were not avenging of anything except that Allah and His messengers have made them rich by the bounty of Allah. Why? Because one of the items on which zakah can be spent was وَالْمُعَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبِهِمْ So to soften the hearts of people, you know, who are important, who hold important positions in the society. And if they oppose, they can do much mischief. So zakah was given to them. And these people, some of the chief, these munafiqeen of awesome hadrat, they had enjoyed that position. So by having that money from zakah, now they have become rich. Now they are avenging. Because Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have made them rich out of the bounty of Allah, min fadlihi. وَمَا نَقَمُوا إِلَّا نَغْنَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ فَنْ يَتُوبُوا يَكُفَرَ اللَّهُمْ Now if they repent and mend their ways, it will be better for them. وَيَتَوَلَّوْا And if they turn away, if they continue the attitude that they have been taking up till now, يُعَذِّبْهُمُ اللَّهُ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Now Allah will give them very painful torment and chastisement in this world also and in Akhirah, in hereafter also. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ And there is none in the whole of the earth who can be their protector or helper. So this is a very strong warning. فمنهم من عهد الله عدم بمثل الآيات 75, 76, 77, they also apply 100% to the Pakistani Muslim Ummah. 100%. And they are very important. Very important. A certain type of hypocrites, they are being described here. There are different types of hypocrites. Different levels, different grades, different types. Now, one particular type of hypocrites, they are being diagnosed here. What was the reason? Why they became munafiq? وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَهَدَ اللَّهِ. Among them are those who had a covenant with Allah. لَيْنْ عَتَادَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. If Allah gives us from His bounty, He makes us rich, wealthy, لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ. We shall give charities and arms, and we shall spend that money for the pleasure of Allah. وَلَنَكُولَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And we shall be most pious and righteous people. Now the second ayah, فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. When Allah gave them from His bounty, made them rich, wealthy, بَخِلُوا بِهِ. Now they acted miserly with it, niggardly with it. They closed the doors of their faith, holding. But Allah, and they turned their faces. وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. They were averse. فَآقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا. Now this آقَبَ, وَقُوبَةً, شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. This is a punishment. So Allah punished them. فَآقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. This is a punishment that nifaq, the seeds of nifaq and hypocrisy have been sowed in their hearts. This is the punishment that they have brought in this world. فَآقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ. I shiver at these words when I apply these words to the Pakistani Muslim nation. May Allah save us from that. That this nifaq will remain until they meet their Lord on the day of judgment. They will not be rid of it. فَآقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَهُ بِمَا أَخْلَفُ اللَّهَ مَا وَعَدُوهُ. Due to their going back on their words, the promise they had made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَدُوَا كَانْ يَفْزِرُونَ. And because of their telling the lie, they never intended what they were saying at that time. لَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. These words are 100% applicable to the Muslim Ummah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least I was. In my early youth, I was a high school student. But I was an active worker of Muslim Students Federation. I was also worker of Pakistan movement. I was General Secretary of Hisar District Muslim Students Federation. One of the few delegates who went to the conference, very big conference, which was held in Lahore, Habibiya Hall of Islamic College in 1946, in which from every district of Punjab only two delegates were invited. And I was one of the two from the district of Hisar, which is now in Haryana. So we know how we were praying. Crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, save us. Deliver us from the slavery of the Britishers. And also save us from the coming slavery of the Hindus. And we shall establish your deen. We shall make Pakistan the cradle of Islamic civilization. A lighthouse, an example for the whole of humanity. That this is the just social order. This is the real mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That He has given the just social order. The political, socio-economic system based on justice, fair play, equity. That's it. So that is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That He gave this just social order through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what we have done, we went back upon our words. We took to the luxuries. Only worldly pursuits. So this is going back on the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have written a book, Istiqamah Pakistan, and I have proved that he was destined to miracle, the establishment of Pakistan, coming into being of Pakistan. Nobody could hope it. Even the topmost Muslim League leaders, they thought that it is just a bargaining tactic. We are demanding this, but maybe we settle for less. And Qaid-e-Azam Muhammad Ali Jinnah settled for less when he accepted the cabinet mission plan that India will remain one, which will be composed of three zones with one central government. Three zones will be there for 10 years. But after 10 years, every zone will have a right to secede. That was the plan for at least 10 years. Qaid-e-Azam Muhammad Ali Jinnah had gone back from his demand of an independent Pakistan. But Allah gave no take independent Pakistan. For Nanzura kaifa ta'amaluna, then we shall see what you do. Whether you prove true to your words or you go back. Now what is this nifaq that we are having today? Number one, which I call nifaq bahami, disunity. Nifaq. The nation dissolved into nationalities. It was one nation. Now it stands dissolved and divided into nationalities. And number two, the crisis of moral values. There are two ahadith, very important. Both are muttafaqun alayh. According to the one, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, ayatul munafiq salatun, idha haddasa kadhiba, wa idha wa'ada akhlafa, whether it's omen or khana. These are the three signs, three symptoms of the disease of nifaq. Whenever he speaks, he tells a lie. Whenever he makes a promise, he breaks it. Whenever he is trusted, he betrays the trust. And this hadith in the Sahih of Imam Muslim has additional verse. وَإِنْ صَامَ وَصَلَّى وَزَامَ أَنَّهُ مُسْلِمٌ. If such a person, he prays, and he is fast, and he thinks himself to be a Muslim, but he is a munafiq 100%. And we can look to our society. Whosoever is, how much higher he is placed, the more he is dishonest, the more he is a liar. The more important among, the more important people are, they have these three qualities. So this is actually the diagnosis. Fihi zikrukum. There's an ayah in Surah Al-Anbiya. We have sent down our book. And in this book, your mention is also present. And there's a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet once said, yes, there's going to be a very big tribulation, very big fitna. Innaha satakuna fitna. Tarmar. Ali says radiallahu ta'ala an, I asked, what will be the way out? What will be the exit from that fitna? And then the Prophet replied, Kitabullah, fihi khabaru ma qablakum wa nabau ma ba'dakum wa hukmu ma bainakum. The only way to get out from fitna is the Book of Allah. It contains the news of the people who were before you. And it contains the news of those who will be coming after you. And it contains the judgment and final word, final verdict in all the disputes which may arise among you. So these three ayat, every Pakistani Muslim should make it a point to remember them. Because they 100% apply to us, not to other countries. Other countries existed as such before they were taken by the colonialists. Then they were just freed. But Pakistan's case is absolutely different. It was a new country which came into existence. So actually, and it was established in the name of Islam. Pakistan ka matlab kya? La ilaha illallah. What does Pakistan mean? There's no God except Allah. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آهَدَ اللَّهِ لَيْنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ بَخِلُوا بِهِ وَتَوَلَّوا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ فَعَاقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ. May Allah forbid. May Allah deliver us from this at least. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not إِلَىٰ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ. He should give us the courage to get out of this hypocrisy. بما اخلفوا الله ما وعدوه وبما كانوا يكسبون. الم يعلموا ان الله يعلم سرهم ونجواهم. Don't they know that Allah knows what is hidden in their hearts and chests and what they do when they are counseling privately, najwa, secret counseling, secret meetings, secret plannings. Was Allah alamul ghuyub? And verily and certainly Allah knows all the unseen. الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات والذين لا يجدون الا جهدهم فيحقرون منه سخر الله منهم ولهم عذاب اليم. Now another two pronged attack of these hypocrites on the Muslims. Those who became those people from among the Muslims who voluntarily give and contribute money. Because it's a very well known fact of the history and seerah that before commencing the journey of Tabuk, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for donations. A general appeal. It's going to be a very big expedition. 30,000 people are moving. So all rations are required and all the things. And then arms are required. So contribute, contribute, whatever you can. Hazrat Abu Bakr contributed everything. Left nothing at home, nothing. Not even a needle. Everything he contributed. Hazrat Umar, he divided all his belongings into two parts and in one part he contributed. But when Muslims were bringing all these things, now these felt very sorry that they couldn't do it. They would have to. But they used to pass the mark. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. They want to show off. They want to show off to the people that they are very philanthropic. So that was one side. On the other side, there were Muslims who were very poor, who couldn't donate much. There was one Sahabi who worked for the whole night as a laborer for a Jew. He was catching out water from the well and irrigating his garden. And in the morning he got some dates as the reward, as the wage of the night labor, divided into two parts. Half of it he gave it to the family and half he brought to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now on them they mocked. Oh yes, without this acquisition could not be to be undertaken. Yes, yes. This is most important. So they were attacking the Muslims both ways. Those who were contributing generously, they are showing off. And those who brought such meager contribution, oh, without that actually, it's very correct. This expedition wouldn't be undertaken without this. But what was the action of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, okay, you spread all these dates over the whole of this sea. In the balance of Allah, they carry more weight than all the sea. Because it's actually the intention that Allah sees. What are the intentions? His reign is different from our reign. His reign standard is different. الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَوِّعِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. On the one side, they defame them and slander them that they are showing off. فِصَدَقَاتْ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ. As for those who have nothing except their hard earnings, فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. They mock at them and they cut jokes with them. سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Actually, Allah is mocking at them. The same verse that we have in Surah Al-Baqarah, second section. اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Actually, Allah is mocking at them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For them is a very painful torment. Now the harshest words, the hardest verdict, which is much more than the one which appeared in Surah An-Nisa. What was it in Surah An-Nisa? إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. These munafiqeen, these hypocrites, will be in the lowest part of Jahannam, lower than the kuffar. Here, Allah is telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم. إن تستغفر لهم 70 مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم. You ask forgiveness from them or you don't ask forgiveness from them. Be it known to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even you ask forgiveness from them 70 times, Allah is not going to forgive them. ذَلَكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. This is the cause. They have this means. They have blasphemed, although not legally. Legally they are still Muslims. Only the veneer is there. Underneath that veneer, all wood has been eaten by the mouth of the termite, whatever it is. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah is not going to rightly guide these people who are transgressors, who are rebellious. فَلِهَا الْمُخَلَّفُونَ بِمَقَامِهِمْ خِلَافَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. People who were left behind, who were given the leave, okay, if this is, you know, this is the condition, you are in a very hard situation, you can't go, okay, keep back, hold back. Now they were rejoicing that we could easily deceive Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَا الْمُخَلَّفُونَ بِمَقْعَدِهِمْ خِلَافَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. And they are sitting back after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَرِهُوا أَنْ يُجَاهِدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنْفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And they didn't like, they disliked to strive hard in the way of Allah with their bodies, with their lives and with their belongings. وَقَالُوا لَا تَنْفِرُوا فِي الْحَرْ. And they said, don't go out in this heat. Look to the weather. It's so hot, scorching heat. You have gone crazy. They were saying to their brothers, people who were related to them from among the Mu'mins, where are you going? You are the Mu'mins. And present a lame excuse. And who are with him? He is just humiliant and nothing else. He will accept your apology. He will grant you leave. Why are you going in this scorching heat? And we have to traverse this whole area in this scorching heat. قَالُوا لَا تَنْفِرُوا فِي الْحَرْ قُلْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمَ أَشَدُّ حَرًّا. Tell them, the fire of hell is more fierce in heat. لَوْ كَانُوا يَفْقَهُونَ. Would that they understand? Only if they had the understanding. فَلْيَنْحَكُوا قَلِيلًا وَلَيَبْقُوا كَثِيرًا. So they should laugh little and weep much. What is going to be their end? They should start weeping. And right now, jazam bima kanu yaktubun, being a recompense for what they have been earning. فَإِنْ رَجَعَكَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ طَائِفَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِلْخُرُوجِ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, back to a party of them, that is, when you reach Medina back, and if there is any another expedition in your lifetime, and if they فَاسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِلْخُرُوجِ, and if they ask your permission to go with you, go out. Because when they saw the throne, he was reckless. He couldn't come forward. He held back. Muhammad came with flying colors, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So maybe that now, if another expedition happens in your lifetime, they will come, okay, we also want to go with you. فَإِنْ رَجَعَكَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ طَائِفَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِلْخُرُوجِ فَقُلْ لَنْ تَخْرُجُوا مَعِيَّ أَبَدًا وَلَنْ تُقَاتِلُوا مَعِيَّ عَدُوًّا. Tell them, oh no, you are not going to go out with me forever. You are barred. And you will never be fighting any enemy alongside with me. This thing is finished. Matter has been finished. إِنَّكُمْ رَضِيْتُمْ بِالْقُرُودِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً. You were pleased. You preferred to sit back the first time. Why this first time? It was the last time in the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why first time? Because it was first time that going out to fight was obligatory. You see? Before that it was not obligatory. It was voluntary. There was persuasion, exhortation of all the sorts. But it was not obligatory. That is why nobody needed to come and apologize and present his excuses that I can't go due to this reason, I can't go to this reason. And that is why those who held back without getting permission, you know, the explanation was not called. But we find that in Ghazwat Tabuk, after coming back, the Prophet called everyone and asked, why didn't you go? The explanation was called. So because this was the first time that going to fight, going to war, was made obligatory. When you didn't go, now it is finish forever. فَقْعُدُوا مَعَ الْخَالِفِ. Now, keep sitting back with those who remain behind. وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَدْ. And now, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never pray for any one of them when he dies. وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ. Never stand on their graves. إِنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. They have blasphemed. They have disbelieved. They have rejected. وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. They have died not as Muslims or Mormons, but actually as transgressors. وَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ. And you should not be impressed by their wealth and their sons and daughters and cousins. Because these people love this world, the life of this world. They were devoting all their time for earning money, making money, gathering it, not spending it in the way of Allah. So they were rich. And a person who is devoting his time for the cause of Deen, serving the Deen of Allah, propagating the message, so he cannot have more time to earn. These people, they had more time. They loved wealth. And so they were rich. Now a rich man becomes prominent in the society. And people look to him and listen to him whenever he says something. He's important. He's a wealthy person. He has so many hands in him, so many sons. So actually this was a very important matter at that time, in the tribal era. But, O Muhammad, you please don't get impressed. وَلَا تُعْجِبْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ. This ayah has been, you know, it came at ayah number 55 of this very surah, with a very, you know, minor, negligible difference. وَلَا تُعْجِبْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُعَظِّمَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. Actually, what Allah intends is, to give them the punishment on account of these very things in the life of this world. They will be tormented psychologically due to this wealth. Only a small loss and they can't sleep for so many nights. What is it? They are being tormented and chastised on account of their wealth. A son, he has done this, he has gone another direction. He is not taking to the direction which you wanted him to take. So he is a source of agony for you. So Allah intends to give them this punishment in this world through this wealth and their sons. This is the punishment. وَتَزْحَقَ أَنْفُسُهُمْ. And Allah wants that their souls should go out of their bodies. They should die وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ in this very condition of kufr and unbelieving. وَإِذَا أُنْزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَجَاهِدُوا مَعَ رَسُولِهِ. And when a surah is sent down, addressing the Muslims, have faith in Allah and strive hard with His Messenger, side by side, strengthening Him. اسْتَعْذَنَكَ قُلُوا الطَّوْلِ مِنْهُمْ. Now those who are resourceful, who have everything with them, they come to you to ask permission, to leave, to beg for leave. وَقَالُوا ذَرْنَا نَكُنْ مَعَ الْقَاعِدِ. And they say, please just leave us. So we should be with these people who are sitting back, staying at Medina. رَبُوا بِأَنْ يَكُونُوا مَعَ الْخَوَالِفِ. They preferred and loved to remain with the women who were staying back. Because this going to war was not obligatory for women. So women were staying back at Medina. They preferred to be with them. وَتُبِعَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. And now a seal has been set on their hearts, but they don't have any understanding. The real faculty of understanding has been taken away from them. The seal has been set. These words we find again repeated in Surah Al-Munafiqun. ذَٰلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا فَتُبِعَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. They did come to believe. They did taste Iman. But at then they went back. We have read that ayah in Surah An-Nisa. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا. So that was the position. لَكِنِ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. On the contrary, the Messenger of Allah and those who have the faith with him, who have come to believe with him, jahadu bi amwalihim anfusihim, they fight hard with their belongings and their life. Maulaika lahumul khairat. They are those for whom they are all good things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maulaika lahumul muflihun. And they are those who will have the triumph, the final triumph, and they will prosper. A'adallahu lahum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhaaru khalidina fiha. Allah has prepared and decorated for them the gardens underneath which rivers are flowing, and they will stay there forever, forever. ذَلِكَ الْفَضُلُ عَظِيمُ. And surely, this is the greatest triumph and this is the greatest success. وَجَعَلْ مُعَظَّمُونَ مِنَ الْعَرَابِ. Now there were two types of munafiqeen. Up till now, the munafiqeen of Medina have been discussed. Now, a mention is being made of the munafiqeen from among the Arab, from the Bedouins. وَجَعَلْ مُعَذِّرُونَ مِنَ الْعَرَابِ لِيُلْدِنَ لَهُ وَقَعَدَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَذَرُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And also, those of the munafiqeen came to you, وَجَعَلْ مُعَذِّرُونَ مِنَ الْعَرَابِ, from among the desert Arabs also. People came to beg for permission and leave, not to go on this expedition. لِيُلْدِنَ لَهُمْ وَقَعَدَ الَّذِينَ كَذَرُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And they are held back, and they just lied to Allah and His Messenger. فَيُصِيبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Very soon, to those of them who have really committed kufr, although not legal kufr, real kufr, for them there will be a very painful torment. لَيْسَ عَلَى الضُّعَفَاء وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرْضَى وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ مَا يُنْفِقُونَ حَرَجًا إِذْ نَفَقُوا لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. There's no blame. Haraj, blame. There is no blame on the weak, or the sick, or those who don't have anything to spend. Because they have to go to Tabuk. They need some animal to ride. Some camel, something of the sort. Two or three at least. They can ride together in one camel, but they have to have some camel. But they don't have any resources. So these are the three conditions. لَيْسَ عَلَى الضُّعَفَاءِ وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرْضَى. No blame on the weak. Someone is too old to go. Okay, he can jump in. He's too old. Or someone is sick. Although he's young, but he's sick. وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ مَا يُنْفِقُونَ حَرَجٌ إِذَا نَصَحُوا لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So long as they are sincere to Allah and His Messenger. Allah knows it. The better is with Allah, and He knows it. Who is sincere? Who is telling a lie? Who is making vain excuses? وَمَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. Over such muhsineen, good doers, people who have their Islam in a beautiful way, who have reached that level of Islam, on them there is no way of blame. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Verily, Allah is forgiving, merciful. وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَطَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ. In the same way, there's no blame on those who came to you so that you should mount them, you should provide them some animal to ride. Unta, when they came to you with this request, that I'm ready to go. I'm not sick. I'm sick. I'll let you go. But please arrange, you know, some convenience. Unta لَا عَجِبُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ. And you said, I don't find anything on which I can mount you. تَوَلَّوْ وَعَيُّنُهُمْ تُفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْرِ. They returned back and their eyes were overflowing with tears. حَذَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يُنْفِقُونَ. Due to the grief that they don't have what they can spend. They don't have the resources. So these people, there's no blame. إِنَّمَا السَّبِيلُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَسْتَعْدِرُونَ وَهُمْ أَغْنِيَاءُ. All the blame is to come to those people who beg your permission and leave not to go with you. And they are, while they are rich, they are resourceful. They have everything. They can arrange rations. They can arrange convenience. رَضُوا بِأَنْ يَكُونُ مَعَ الْخَوَالِفِ. They were happy. They preferred it. They loved to be with those women who are left behind, who held back. But Allah again the same word. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set a seal on their hearts. فَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Now they don't have the real knowledge. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ وَنَفَعَنِي وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِالْآيَاتِ وَالذِّكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ.